我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，愿意我们所有的问题，我们以你自己为那个答案。
Lord Jesus, may all our questions be answered by yourself.
主，愿意我们所有的问题都不要搅扰我们，以致我们真的有一个单纯要你、认识你、侍奉你的心。
We pray that none of our questions will disturb us, so that we will have a pure heart to follow you, to worship you, and to want you.
主，我们今天来到你跟前，我们求你再次向我们说话。
Lord, today as we come before you, may you speak to us once more.
主耶稣，我们求你除去我们身体的限制，在这个炎热的天气底下，我们能够仍旧专一地寻求你。
Lord, we pray that you remove the limitation of our physical body under such great heat. May you help us.
主，我们也求你，用你的宝血遮盖洁净我们的心。
And may your precious blood cleanse and cover our heart.
以致我们能够毫无间隔地、坦然无惧地来亲近你。
So that we can come boldly before you and be close to you without any hindrance.
主，我们也求你用恩膏来膏抹讲的、翻译的、跟听的。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
主，以致我们在你跟前，圣灵能够向我们说话。
So that, Lord, before you, your Holy Spirit may be speaking to us.
以致我们讲的、翻的、听的都一同的蒙恩典。
So that, Lord, the speaker, the listener, and the translator will all be under your grace.
主，我们求你败坏仇敌一切的作为。
Lord, we pray that you destroy all the work from the devil.
叫仇敌蒙羞。
So that the enemy will be put to shame.
叫你的荣耀。
So that your name be glorified.
叫你的百姓能够欢喜快乐的来跟从你。
So that your people will be rejoicing and come and follow you.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayer.
我们乃是奉你最宝贵的名祷告。
And we pray under your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要基础交通，做个与神同行的父母这个主题。
Today we continue to share this topic of be a parent walking with God.
过去九个月，我们每个月看一个重点。
In the last 9 months, we've been concentrating on one side of this topic every time.
第一，父母要学习自己与神同行，为着神得着虔诚的后裔。
So first.The parents are to learn to walk with God by themselves so that,
能够得为神得着虔诚的后裔。
So that they will have the godly descendants for God.
第二是要认识神是自己的主和儿女的主。
Secondly, parents are to understand that God is the Lord of themselves and the Lord of their children.
第三是要爱神和爱身边的配偶。
Thirdly, parents are to love God and love their partner.
第四，要把主的话存记在心里头。
Fourthly, parents are to remember the Lord's word in their hearts.
第五是要把主的话教导儿女。
Fifth, parents are to teach God's word to their children.
第六就是要了解儿女，才能够有效地把主的话教导儿女。
Sixthly, parents are to understand their children so that they can teach Lord's word effectively to their children.
第七，要用祷告把主的话教导儿女。
Seventhly, their parents are to teach God's word to their children in prayer.
第八是要自己学习做一个祷告的人。
Eighthly, parents are to learn to be prayerful parents themselves.
第九，要学习做一个代求的父母。
Ninthly, parents are to learn to be a parent who are intercessing for their children.
要做一个代求的父母，第一，父母要看见自己的贫乏，不能够供应儿女真实的需要。
So, to be an intercessor parents, the parents need to see that they themselves are poor and empty, and they need to pray before God.
第二，就是他们愿意求主要这个生命的饼。
And secondly, they are to ask God for this bread of life.
并且是情辞迫切的求。
And they're to pray earnestly for this.
这样他就不单只能够经历主供应他们生命的饼，并且能够去供应他们的儿女。
This way, they can not only experience that God is the bread of life supplying to their life, but also they can help their children to experience this.
他更是能够被主称作朋友。
And they can be called friends by the Lord.
成为与主同心亲密的朋友。
And they can be a close friend of God, which have the same mind of God.
主的朋友这个身份就成为代求父母的最终的赏赐。
And to be God's friend become the final rewards for those intercessor parents.
并且我们也提过，学习代求最好的方法就是去实行操练代求。
We also mentioned that be an intercessor parent, the best way is to practice.Praying for other people.
以上就是我们过去所交通过的。
This is a brief summary of what we shared in the past.
不知道，有多少弟兄姊妹真的在过去一个月当中学习分别时间去代求。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters have practiced to intercessing for other people in the past month.
如果有呢，就必定纪念和赏赐的。
If you have,The Lord has seen and He must reward.
因为主应许说他要赏赐一切按着信心来寻求他的人。
Because the Lord said He will reward those who seek for Him in faith.
保罗在加拉太书第六章第九节说，我们行善不可算自，若不灰心，到了时候便要修成。
And Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9,
加拉太书第六章第九节。
Verse 9, chapter 6, that let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
今天我们要继续交通，做个与神同行的父母。
Today we will continue to be sharing on being parents, walking with God.
今天的题目是父母同心祷告。
Today's theme is the parents praying together in one accord.
父母怎样能够同心祷告？
So how can parents be praying in one accord?
你们想想。
What do you think?
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
父母怎样能够同心祷告？
How can parents pray together in one accord?
我看见思琼啊，她笑了。
I saw 思琼 smiling.
父母怎样能够同心祷告？
So how can parents pray in one accord?
什么？师兄说，那么两个父母必须要信主，才能够同心，必须要同心。
So both parents need to believe in God so they can pray in one accord.
师兄把这个答案讲得太快了。
She gave the right answer too quickly.
我本来以为大家说要同心。
I thought the responses will be something like be in one heart.
是要同心才有可能同心的祷告。
You have to be in one heart and then you can pray in one accord.
不同心就不能够同心祷告。
If you're not in one heart, you cannot pray in one accord.
所以呢，我们会先看同心这个问题。
So let us first look at the problem of being in one heart.
然后再看祷告。
And then we'll look at pray together.
很可能我们今天没有时间讲到祷告这方面。
Maybe today we don't have time to talk more about the praying together in one accord.
但是我们会集中看同心。
But we will focus on being in one heart first.
可能我们也没有时间完全把同心都讲完。
Even though we may not have enough time to finish talking about in one heart.
两夫妇怎样能够彼此同心？
How can husband and wife be in one heart?
其实师兄已经把那个答案讲出来了。
Yes, our sister has given the right answer.
要两个人都信主。
First, two people need to, both of them need to believe in God.
两夫妇必须有同一，同有主的生命。
Husband and wife have to share the same life of God.
因为两个不信主的人都是以自我为中心的人。
Because if two unbelievers come together, they're both self-centered.
两个以自我为中心的人是没有可能真实的同心的。
It is impossible for two self-centered people to share one heart.
一个信主的和一个不信主的也没可能真正的同心的。
And it's also not impossible for a believer to share his heart with an unbeliever.
只有两个人都信主，都有主的生命，他们才有可能同心。
Only when both parties believe in God and share the same life, can they then be in one heart.
所以神喜悦他的儿女与信主的人结婚。
So God desires for his children to marry the believers.
他不要基督徒跟非基督徒一同赴一个婚姻的呢。
He doesn't want the Christians and unchristians be yoked together in marriage.
正如哥林多后书第六章十四节上半段讲讲。
Just like 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
这段话是圣灵借着使徒保罗对哥林多教会的信徒说的。
This passage was spoken by the Holy Spirit to the Christians in Church of Corinthians through Apostle Paul.
虽然这里不要同父一轭的原则没有特别指着婚姻。
Although the principle of not be yoked together is not necessarily referring to
not particularly referring to
the marriage.
但是它必定是包括婚姻而讲的。
Yet it has to include the area of marriage.
因为世界上有那一种的轭比起婚姻的轭更紧密。
Because there's no such yoke that is more closely relate two people together like the marriage.
影响更深刻更深远。
Or has more influence and a further influence than the yoke of marriage.
更需要同心合意。
Or any other yoke that requires one heart and one mind more like the yoke of marriage.
一个生意的轭可以因为合作不来而拆伙。
The yoke of business can be broken because the partnership cannot continue.
但是婚姻的轭不能够因为合作不来而拆伙。
Yet the yoke of marriage cannot be broken down because the two people can't get on with each other.
因为神在马拉基书第二章十六节里头说，他是恨恶休妻的事的。
Because God said in Malachi chapter 2 verse 16, God hates divorce.
一个合伙生意的失败，或许带给你金钱上许多的损失。
Business partnership, if it fails, maybe you will suffer from financial loss.
但是一个婚姻的失败所带给你和你孩子们的创伤是不能够用金钱来衡量的。
Yet the failure of the yoke of marriage will bring you losses more than you can bear for you and your children.
并且是亏缺神的荣耀。
And it is a loss to the glory of God.
神要赐福给他儿女们的婚姻要保护他们的婚姻。
The marriage God gives to his children are to protect them.
所以他说信与不信的原不相配不要同父一轭。
Therefore he says do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
我现在盼望请在座的基督徒父母思想一个问题。
Now I hope the Christian parents here think about one question.
假设你成年的基督徒女儿遇到一个又英俊有为的男孩子。
If your Christian daughter who are grown up has met a man who is smart and handsome,
学历与基业都很好。
very well educated, a good experience,
又有经济基础,
and is very has a financial support.
他跟家是一个有澳洲公民身份的人,
and this guy has Australian citizenship.
而你的儿女, 而你的女儿呢,是没有身份的。
But your daughter doesn't have a residency status here.
只不过这个男孩子是没有信主的。
The only shortcoming is this guy does not believe in God.
今天你的女儿，信主的女儿，到你跟前告诉你，她很喜欢这个男孩子。
So your Christian daughter came up to you and said she really likes this guy.
她很想跟他在一起。
And she really wants to be with him together.
你会有什么感觉呢？
So how would you feel?
你很开心呢，还是很难过呢？
Will you be really happy or very sad?
你很开心。
You'll be happy.
因为这个男孩子条件这么好。
Because this boy has such a good financial situation and all kinds of condition.
女儿嫁给他，生活会很安稳。
And if your daughter marries him, she will have a happy life.
作为父母的也可以因此得做移民的身份。
And to be parents, probably you can also have your residency problem resolved here.
你为女儿是否感觉很开心呢？
Will you be very happy for your daughter?
还是你感觉很难过呢？
Or will you be feeling very sad?
觉得你这么尽心努力的去把主的话教导儿女，为他祷告。
That you have beenspending so much effort teaching your children God's word.
盼望她一生跟随主，爱主，侍奉主。
Hoping that she will follow the Lord, love the Lord, and serve Him all her life.
她竟然今天在人生一个重大的关口上软弱失败了。
Yet on this important turn, she seems to fail.
你为女儿很痛心，也很担心她呢。
You may feel sad about your daughter and you worry about her.
如果是你，你会有什么感觉呢？
If it is you, how would you feel?
让我们再换一个情况来试想。
So let's change to another scenario.
假设你的信主的女儿今天还没有认识这个男孩子。
Supposing your Christian daughter hasn't known this boy yet.
当你作为父母的遇见这个这么有条件的男孩子的时候，
And when you meet this guy with such good conditions,
你会不会主动的把他介绍给你的女儿呢？
Will you proactively introduce him to your daughter?
作为基督徒的父母，你的感觉和行动正正要反映出你里头对神的话有多深的认识和信靠。
Being Christian parents, your feelings and your reactions just reflect how deep you trust in the Lord's word inside yourself.
显示出你里头真实的属灵的光景和价值观。
It shows the true spiritual situation in your value system.
说出你觉得世界的好处重要呢，还是神的心意和他保守更宝贵。
It speaks of which one is more important, whether the goodness from the world or the protection from God.
我想旧约的亚伯拉罕在四千年前也可能面对今天基督徒父母类似的抉择和取向。
I think of Abraham from the Old Testament. From 4,000 years ago, maybe he was facing the same situation as those Christian parents are facing today.
旧约的创世纪有一段颇有意思的记载。
In the book of Genesis, there was an interesting paragraph.
创世纪二十四章第一节，那里说，亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，耶和华都赐福给他。
Genesis chapter 24 verse 1 says, Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way.
我们盼我们盼用一点点时间来看创世纪二十四章第一节到第九节。
I hope we can spend a little time to look at chapter 24 of Genesis from verse 1 to 9.
这里第一节告诉我们，亚伯拉罕一直都是经历神恩典的祝福的。
Verse 1 tells us that Abraham has been blessed by the Lord in all things.
不过在这里呢，亚伯拉罕有一个难题啊。
But here Abraham experienced a problem.
就是他所深爱的儿子以撒还没有找到结婚对象。
Which is his beloved son Isaac hasn't found a wife.
有没有人知道当时以撒年纪多大？
Anyone knows how old was Isaac at that time?
年轻人有没有人知道？
Young people, anyone knows?
差不多四十岁，或者已经四十岁。
He was about 40 years old, or already reached 40.
亚伯拉罕自己年纪也已经老迈了。
And Abraham himself was well advanced in years.
从人的角度来看，亚伯拉罕心中应该是非常的焦急的。
From man's perspective, Abraham must be very anxious in his heart.
因为以撒年纪这么大都没有找到结婚对象。
Because Isaac was old and hasn't found a wife yet.
我们要知道，以撒的婚姻不单只是他自己人生的大事。
We should know that Isaac's marriage is not only an important event in his own life.
以撒的婚姻也直接影响他能否有后代的问题。
Isaac's marriage is also directly impacts the fact whether he can have his own descendants.
他如果结不成婚，亚伯拉罕就不能够做多波的父。
If Isaac couldn't marry, then Abraham could not end up being a father of all nations.
万国也不能因为神所应许他的后裔而得福。
And then all the nations cannot be blessed through Abraham because of God's promise.
神的应许就落空，神的旨意就不能够成就。
And then God's promise will become vain and his will cannot be done.
其中的严重性是远远超过以撒个人的人生大事。
It is very critical and it's so serious. It's more serious than just a marriage life for Isaac himself.
所以我们相信当时亚伯拉罕的压力是蛮大的。
So we believe that the pressure on Abraham was huge.
第二、第三节继续说，亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我的大腿底下，我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓。不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
Verse 2 and 3 says, He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I'm living.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
以撒之所以迟迟没有找到对象，
The reason why Isaac couldn't find a wife for such a long time,
很可能就是因为亚伯拉罕立了志向，不要以撒娶外邦人迦南女子为妻。
It is very likely that it's because Abraham has determined not to marry his son to the woman in this land of Canaanites.
也很可能亚伯拉罕和以撒都曾经面对过各种不同的压力。
It is also possible that Abraham and Isaac have faced all different kinds of pressures
或者试探
or temptations.
可能有许多背景跟条件都很好的家庭，像亚伯拉罕为以撒提亲的。
Maybe many families with good conditions and good background have come to ask for marry Isaac.
或者以撒面对过不少温柔貌美的女孩子的吸引。
Maybe Isaac has faced the temptations of many beautiful women from this land.
但是他和爸爸亚伯拉罕都没有接受外邦人的迦南女子。
Yet neither Isaac or his father has accepted any offer of marriage from the woman from this land.
亚伯拉罕在第四节继续吩咐他的仆人说，
In verse 4, Abraham continued to command his servant.
你要往我本地本族去。为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
but would go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac.
第五节，仆人对他说：“倘若女子不肯跟我到这里地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原初之地吗？”
Verse 5, the servant asked him, "What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from?"
第六节，亚伯拉罕对他说：“你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。”
Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said.
这里我们看见，从人看来，亚伯拉罕要成功替儿子以撒娶妻是非常不容易的。
We can see from here that from man's perspective, it is really quite hard for Abraham to get a wife for his son Isaac.
他要翻山越岭的去老远的家乡去找。
He needs to send one to a place far away from here, which is his own hometown.
就算找到一个合适的女孩子，她也不一定愿意翻山越岭的到她这个老远的异乡来。
And even if they found a suitable woman from his hometown, that girl might not be willing to come all the way from go through the mountains and come back to where they live now.
女孩子如果不愿意来，她也不让儿子以撒去。
So if that woman would not come back, Abraham would not let his son go to that place either.
因为他知道是神当初呼召他来到今天所居住的迦南地。
Because he knew it was God who called him on that day and led him to Canaan where he's living now.
他不要因为婚姻叫儿子回到神当初要他离开的地方。
He would not go back to the place that God commanded him to leave just because of marriage for his son.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕和儿子以撒为着神的旨意呢，在婚姻的事上定下许多的原则。
So we can see that Abraham and his son Isaac has made many principles for Isaac's marriage matter in order to honor God's will.
可能这些原则叫以撒等了这么久。
Maybe it is those principles or conditions that had made Isaac.Wait for so long.
差不多40岁人就没有结婚。
Until he was about 40 years old, he was still single.
他们真的为做神的心意付上代价了。
For God's heart desire, they really paid a great price.
在第7、第8节，他继续向仆人说。
In verse 7 and 8, Abraham continued to tell his servant,
耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本住之地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。倘若女子不肯跟你来，我使你起的事就与你无干了，只是不可带我的儿子回那里去。
The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, To your offspring I will give this land.He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from here. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there.
在这里我们很清楚看见亚伯拉罕毕竟是一个有经历认识神的人。
Here we clearly see that Abraham was a well experienced and in the Lord.
因着他的信靠神，神在余下整个24章里头，让他们经历一个很奇妙美丽的娶亲的故事。
Because of his faith in the Lord, in the rest of the chapter 24, God allowed his servant to experience a beautiful story of how he found Isaac's wife.
我记得好几年前，我也在这里交通关于年轻人怎样。预备自己进入婚姻的时候提过这个24章。
I remember many years ago I mentioned this story in chapter 24 when we talked about how young people should prepare for themselves to enter into the marriage.
我也花了一点时间详细的讲到这个故事。
I also spent a lot of time talk about this story in detail.
今天我们没有时间，我们就不详细看。
So today we won't have enough time to look at this story in detail.
回家你们可以自己看。
You can read this story at home.
所以在座还没有进入婚姻的年轻人要接受神的保护。
So young people here who haven't entered into marriage yet, you need to receive God's protection.
就是在选择配偶的时候不要考虑没有信主的人。
Do not consider anyone that hasn't believed in the Lord when you consider about your marriage.
让我们每一个人，无论是已经结婚、没有结婚，都学习在不同处境当中信靠神。
So that all of us, whether we're in marriage or not yet, can all learn to experience following God in everything we do.
记住，你的婚姻是神自己的事。
So that we can remember that.Your marriage is God's own matter.
他要担负起信靠他的人的责任。
He will take the responsibility of those who put their trust in him.
他要赐福给那些信靠他的人。
He will bless those who have faith in him.
正如圣灵借着大卫在诗篇二十五篇第三节这样说。
Just like the Holy Spirit through King David said in Psalm 25, verse 3.
凡等候你的必不羞愧。
Those who wait for you will not be put to shame. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame.
愿意就业的亚伯拉罕和以撒的经历能够鼓励年轻人去持守这一个信与不信原不相配不要同父异母的原则。
We hope that through the experience of Abraham and Isaac in the Old Testament, the young people will be encouraged to hold fast onto the principle of do not be yoked together with the unbelievers.
因为如果你要同心祷告，你必须要有同一个生命。
Because if you are to pray in one accord with your partners, you need to first share the same life.
今天在基督徒中间有一种的讲法。
Today there is a kind of saying among the Christians.
这个讲法是什么呢?
Where does this saying go?
就是先与没有信主的人谈恋爱，然后再帮助他，帮助对方信耶稣。
And this saying goes, just start dating the unbelievers for a while, and then help him or her to believe in God.
甚至有人这样说。
And there are people even say this.
某某信主的姊妹岂不是嫁给不信的人？之后她帮助丈夫后来信主。
Look, sister so and so married an unbeliever, and afterwards she helped to make his husband believe.
并且两夫妇后来更是同心合意的侍奉神。
And you see, afterwards the husband and wife were serving the Lord in one accord.
现在全家都很蒙福啊。
And now the whole family was blessed.
说这样话的人要很小心。
Those people who say this need to be very careful.
我们不能够把人的经历抬举高过圣经的教导。
We should not uplift someone's experience to a level that's higher than what's taught in the Bible.
因为这样做可以是非常危险的。
Because in doing so, it could be very dangerous.
让我用一个很极端的例子。来说明这一点。
Let me illustrate this point with a very extreme example.
旧约的大卫王是经过奸淫和谋杀来得着波斯巴为自己的妻子。
In the Old Testament, King David won this wife Bathsheba through murder and adultery.
跟着又从波斯巴生下儿子所罗门。
And through Bathsheba,He had his son Solomon.
而所罗门王是蒙神非常爱的一个人。
And King Solomon was well loved by the Lord.
他成为以色列最荣耀的君王。
He became the most glorious king in Israel.
我们是否可以因此就说大卫王最初的奸淫和谋杀是没有问题呢?
So can we then say this?The adultery and the sin of murder that King David had committed is not a problem.
当然不是。
Of course not.
所罗门之所以蒙神赐福， 是因为神对大卫的罪显出极大的恩典跟怜悯。
The reason why Solomon, King Solomon was so blessed is because God's mercy and forgiveness towards this sin David had committed.
但是我们不能够说只管放心走在神的旨意以外，放心去犯罪，去叫神的恩典显多。
But we cannot say that just go outside of God's heart desire and commit sins. Don't worry. And in this way,God's mercy and blessings will show that they're so abundant.
正如保罗在罗马书第六章第一跟第二节这样说。
In chapter 6, verse 2 of the book of Romans, written by Paul.
罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means.
然后在十五节他再说，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
And it continues to say in verse 15, What then?Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? By no means.
所以年轻人选择婚姻对象和长辈们给他们介绍对象的时候，都要非常小心。
So be careful, young people, when you choose your future partners, and the elder people, when you introduce partners for young people.
如果对方是没有信主的，是不适合考虑的。
If this guy or girl is an unbeliever, it is not suitable for you to even think about it.
有一些做长辈的，因为关心年轻信徒的婚姻。
Some elder people, because they're so concerned and they care about the young people's marriage.
看见某一个单身的弟兄或者姊妹，实在很爱主又可爱。
When they see a single brother or sister who really loves the Lord,
and lovable,
and they are also lovable themselves,
只可惜在信徒中间找不到对象。
But it is a shame that they couldn't find a suitable partner for them among the Christian, among the congregation.
就把没有信主的人介绍了。
And then they introduce the unbelievers to them.
这个是出于这长辈的好意。
Although it seems they're out of the good intention for those elder people.
也是凭着爱心的。
And it's also from their love.
只可惜这个爱很可能就是人的爱，而不是神的爱。
Yeah, it is a shame that this love might just be a love from man, but it's not a love from God.
因为神的爱是帮助人行神的旨意的。
Because the love of God will help people to work out to follow the will of God.
人的爱呢，只是叫人感觉舒服，没有压力，减低压力。
And the love of man only comforts people, make people feel less pressure or feel comfortable.
神的爱是叫人追求圣洁的。
Love of God helps people to pursue purity.
人的爱叫人追求舒服、爱心。
Love of man helps people to pursue pleasure and comfort.
另外，有一些做长辈的，因为看见没有信主的年轻人，因为他们看见一个没有信主的年轻人。
Also, for some elder people, when they see a young person hasn't believing the Lord.
但是他的人品各方面都很好。
Yet he has a good personality and he has a good moral standards. He's good in all fields.
他就很爱这个没有信主的年轻人。
And then he or she loves this young man who hasn't believed in the Lord yet.
因着关心他的婚姻。
And because they care for the young people's marriage.
他也希望帮他找一个好的基督徒做他婚姻的对象。
And they hope to find a good Christian.To be the partner in marriage.
也因着关心他们的灵魂的缘故。
And also out of the care for their souls.
希望他与基督徒结婚以后就能够好好的把他带到主跟前，让他信耶稣。
They hope that through marriage can make this unbeliever to believe in Jesus and bring him back to Jesus.
这个也是出于长辈的好意，也是凭着爱心。
This is also out of a good intention of the elder people, and it is out of love as well.
因为但是呢，这个爱也可能是人的爱，不是神的。
However, this love can also be a love just from man, not a love of God.
因为神的爱是按照神的方法，而不是人的方法去行事。
Because love of God will go God's way, but not man's way.
如果在这个情况下，
If under this kind of situation,
我们关心年轻人的人，
For we who really care about young people among us,
我们要先把福音传给这个没有信主的年轻人。
We should then first preach the gospel to this young man who hasn't believed in the Lord.
是我们自己去传福音。
It is for us ourselves to go preach the gospel to him.
传福音给我们这一个我们所关爱的没有信主的人。
To preach the gospel to this man who we care about, who hasn't believed in the Lord.
好好帮助他清楚地蒙恩得救。
And to help him to be born again clearly and be saved.
这样他信主就不是带着任何为着跟基督徒结婚而信主的动机。
Then his believing in the Lord is not motivated from being married to a Christian wife or husband.
这样对他其实是个保护来的。
In this way, it is a protection for this young man.
叫他能够更单纯的信耶稣。
So that he can believe in Jesus in a pure way.
真实的信耶稣。
He can believe in Jesus in sincerity and in truth.
当他真实信主之后。
So after he truly believes in the Lord.
如果在你心中仍旧有主的感动。
If in your heart you are still moved by the Lord,
你就可以考虑把这个年轻人介绍给你所关爱的老早信主的年轻人。
You can then think about introducing this believer to the Christian sister that already believed in the Lord a long time ago.
只要你对年轻人的关爱，在神面前就成为一个很美丽的服事。
And then the care.Of this young man before you, of you before God, can become a beautiful ministry before God.
叫年轻人蒙福。
So that this young man can be blessed.
叫神得荣耀。
So that God can be glorified.
我为什么花这么多时间讲这个呢？
Why do I spend so much time?Talking about this.
因为如果要同心祷告，必须有同一个生命。
Because if we are to pray in one accord, we need to share in one life.
并且当圣经说信与不信原不相配，不要同父一轭的时候。
And when the Bible says, "Do not be yoked with the unbelievers."
它的意思是包括信与口头说信却不是真信的人。原不相配，不要同父一轭。
The meaning also includes that those who are believe those who have believed should not be yoked with those who believed by mouth but not believing in heart because they do not suit for each other.
这一点弟兄姊妹也要很小心。
And I hope brothers and sisters pay attention to this as well.
因为不少人说自己是信主。其实他们不是真相信。
Because there are many people who claim that they believe in the Lord, but in fact, they do not believe in the Lord.
不是真实有主的生命。
They do not have the real life of God in themselves.
就好像有不少本地的澳洲人填表格填到宗教信仰的时候。
Just like many local Australian people when they fill in various forms when it comes to your religion.
他们都填写是基督教。
They just put down Christianity.
说自己是基督徒。
And claim to be a Christian.
他们以为小时候去过礼拜堂。
They thought that the fact that they've been to the church when they were young.
对基督教有好感，他们就是基督徒了。
And the fact that they feel good about Christianity means they are Christians now.
或者是出生在基督徒的家庭。
Or some people who were born in the Christian family.
甚至父母是牧师、传道人，自己就顺理成章地成了基督徒了。
And with parents who are pastors and ministers, and they thought then themselves naturally become Christians.
我们也岂不是有时候听见人说，我是信主的，因为我从小在我家中就有家庭聚会。
Haven't we also heard people saying that, yes, I'm a Christian because I used to have family meetings in my home when I was small.
我交通这些因为婚姻是影响一生的大事。
I share about this because marriage is a big event that will affect your whole life.
当我们为自己或者为自己所关心的人找结婚对象的时候，对方必须是真信主的。
When we're finding a marriage partner for us or for people who we care, that partner must be a believer, a true believer in the Lord.
这个不是神给我们一个限制或者捆绑。
This is not a limitation or the bondage given by the Lord.
乃是神给没有结婚的人的恩典的保护。
Yet this is grace and protection given by God to those who are not married.
我们这样这些是因为只有在一个同一生命的基础上面才可以有圣经所说的同心。
Only when we have the same foundation of life, then can we be able to pray in one accord, just as the Bible says.
所以父母今天要能够同心祷告，不是今天才学习的。
So for the parents to be able to pray in one accord,It is not a lesson that you only started learning today.
在结婚之前，在选择对象的功课上，就要有很重要的学习。
It is something that you should start learning even before you get married. When you're trying to find a partner for yourself.
对于今天夫妇当中有只有一个人信主，而另外一个是没有信主的。
But for couples.Today, which only have one, which only the husband or wife believe in the Lord, but not the other.
是否就意味着你们夫妇是永远不能同心？
Does it mean then the husband and wife can never pray in one accord, can never have one heart from now on?
不是的。
No.
有一些夫妇本来两个人都没有信主。
There are.Couples who are you, none of them used to believe in the Lord in the beginning.
然后呢，其中一个信主了。
But then one of them becomes a believer.
那么信主的一方就要用行为和言语来向没有信主的配偶见证主。
So the believer should testify for the Lord with his or her behavior and speech to.His partner.
向他们见证主。
To testify for the Lord to their partner.
用祷告把配偶带到主跟前，让他信主。
And through prayer to bring their partner before the Lord so that he or she can believe in the Lord.
以致两个人能够把婚姻建立在同一生命的基础上。
So that the two of them can build their marriage to the same foundation in the Lord.
并且学习同心的祷告。
And also they can learn to pray in one accord.
甚至有一些信徒以前因着种种的无知、软弱和失败，选择跟没有信主的人结婚。
Even though there are circumstances when believers, because of their weakness or ignorance, they choose to marry to an unbeliever.
你今天也不要因此灰心放弃。
So do not be discouraged or give up because of this. today.
你要靠着主的宝血回到神面前悔改。
By the Lord's precious blood, return to the Lord and repent.
让神赦免你，挽回你。
So that God will forgive your sins.
Restore you.
And restore you.
只要你真实的回转归向神。
So long as you truly come back before the Lord.
他是可以做洁净跟赎回的工作。
He can do the work of cleansing and redemption.
主的宝血和救恩就是专门做这个。
This is the function of the Lord's precious blood and His salvation.
当你自己归向神以后，神也要帮助你去帮助不幸的配偶认识神，归向神。
And when you yourself return to God, God will help you to lead your unbelieving partner to return to God as well.
夫妻要能够同心祷告，两个人必须是真实信主的。
For husband and wife to pray in one accord, they must truly believe in the Lord.
必须已经重生得救的人。
They must both be born again Christians.
就是有主的生命，是神的儿女。
Sharing the Lord's life and be called the children of God.
这是同心的基础。
This is the foundation of being in one accord.
让我们来看以弗所书第四章第三节最后一句话。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4,
verse 4, the last sentence.
First 4, verse 3, in the last sentence.
以弗所书第四章第三节最后一句。切立保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Make every effort to keep unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
这里告诉我们两件很重要的事。
It tells us two very important matters.
第一，这个合而为一的心是圣灵所赐的。
Number one, this heart of unity was given by the spirit.
不是我们自己能够制造出来的。
It is not something that we can create by ourselves.
也不是从我们那里来的。
And it's not from us either.
是圣灵所赐的。
The unity comes from the Spirit.
我们信主领受主生命的那一刻，我们就得着圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
From the moment we believe in God and receive the Lord, we receive the unity.The heart of unity given by the Spirit.
因此我们出信的时候遇到其他神的儿女的时候
So when we are new believers and when we met with other Christians
虽然是初次见面心中自然产生出一种亲切的感觉彼此接近
Although we may meet for the first time but because we are God's children and we feel very close to each other
是圣灵所赐的
This was given by the Holy Spirit.
第二
Number two.
我们得着这个圣灵所赐的同心之后
After we receive the heart of unity of the Spirit.
我们是需要切立保守持守着它的
We need to make every effort to keep it.
否则这个同心是可以被我们去破坏的
Otherwise, this heart of unity could be damaged or destroyed by ourselves.
如果主愿意，我下次我们会继续看基督徒父母当如何切立保守圣灵所赐的同心。
If the Lord permits, next time we will talk about how Christian parents should keep the unity of spirit.
但是在结束之前，我有一点很重要的要提一提。
But before I conclude, I want to mention one important thing.
当我们说信与不信原不相配不要同父一轭的时候
When we say Do not be yoked with unbelievers because you have nothing in common
有些人就觉得很不理解
Some people just couldn't understand it
以为这个是个捆绑和规条
They think it is just a bondage It's a limitation to them
他们觉得信与不信不是也可以很相配吗
They think thatThe believers and unbelievers, they can match each other very well.
从表面上是。
From the surface, maybe yes.
在真实里头不能的。
Yet in truth, it's impossible.
我们会觉得相配。
We may feel that it is quite matchable.
是因为他们跟我们根本不认识什么是一个信主的人。
It is because we do not understand truly what is a believer, what is a person who truly believes in the Lord.
世界的人以为是相配的。
Yes, the people from the world think, yet they quite match each other.
很可惜，有一些基督徒觉得也是相配的。
It is a pity that many Christians may also think they match each other very well.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第一跟第二节这样讲。
In verse 1 and 2, it says,
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Verse 1 to 2, How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends,Now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
这里可以我们看见信主的人是得称为神的儿女。
We can see from here that the believers are called the children of God.
这是因为神何等的慈爱。
This is because of His great love.
因为我们真的是神的儿女。
Because we are truly the children of God.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to Him.
神就爱定了我们，我们就被神爱定了。
Then God is determined to love us.
正如约翰福音十三章第一节上面说，他爱世间属他的人，就爱他们到底。
Just like John, the Gospel chapter 13, it says, He loves the people in this world, and He loved them to the end.
你一旦被神爱定了，成为一个属于主的人呢，你就是一个非常蒙福的人。
Once you belong to the Lord and is loved by the Lord, and you will become so blessed.
无论你我今天有多大的软弱，你我都在神的手中。
No matter how great your weakness is, we are in God's hand.
神要成功他爱的工作在你我身上。
God wants to accomplish His work of love among us.
有一天你我都要像他。
One day, you and me all shall be like Him.
当你跟一个真正信主的人结婚的时候，
When you marry to someone who truly believes in the Lord,
你就可以很放心很放胆的去爱他。
You can then love him or her boldly.
无论他有一天变得是多么的不可爱，多么的不值得你去尊重。
No matter how bad he becomes, one day he becomes so bad or so unlovable and not worthy, he's still worthy of your respect.
无论怎样不得值得你的尊重。
No matter how unworthy he becomes of your respect.
你都能够肯定说他是神所爱定的。
You can still confidently believe that he is loved by God.
神要一直做爱的工作在他身上。
And God is determined to love him and do the work of love on him.
所以你就能够肯定放心地说。
And then you can say this boldly and without worry.
我每一个爱的投资在他身上都是与神同工的。
Every investment of my love to him is co-worked by our God.
甚至我每一个因为爱他而受的亏损，神都纪念，神都赏赐。
and every loss I suffered because the love for him is will be rewarded by God.
当两个人的婚姻的根基是建立在这个宝贵的事实上的时候。
And when the foundation of marriage for those two people are based on this fact,
建基于神和他的爱的工作上面。
When it is based on the love, on the work of love from God,
你的婚姻就牢固了。
And your marriage will be stable.
因为我们都是软弱的。
Because we are all weak.
你没有进入婚姻，你可能对婚姻有很多憧憬。
When you haven't entered into marriage yet, maybe you feel compact.
Dream.
Or you feel you have many good dreams and fantasies about marriage.
你一进入婚姻，你就认识人是很软弱的。
But once you enter into the marriage, you realize that men are truly very weak.
甚至你自己也是很丑陋的。
And you yourself are very ugly.
但是当我们把根基 建立在神和他爱的工作上面的时候，我们的委身就很牢固。
But when we base our marriage onto God and His work of love, then our commitment to each other becomes stable.
并且我们真的是神的儿女。
And also because we truly God's children.
有基督的生命在我们里头。
We have the life of Christ in us.
这个生命是非常非常宝贵的。
And this life is extremely precious.
是有莫大的能力的。
It has an unexpected power.
就好像哥林多后书第四章第七节这样说。
Just like the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
为着这个宝贵的生命，就是我们里头基督的生命。
And because of this precious life, which is the life of Christ within us,
保罗将万事都看作粪土。
And Paul regard everything as rubbish.
他在腓立比书第三章第八节这样说。
And in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
What is more, I consider everything a loss.Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
为着认识这个他里头的基督的生命。
In order to know this life of Christ within him.
第九节他说，我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土，为要得着基督。
He said, I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him.
我们知道保罗不是傻的。
We know that Paul is not stupid.
他很聪明的。
He was smart.
他会这样讲，会这样做，是他看见了这个生命的价值和主的宝贵。
The reason that he can say this and do this is because he has seen the true value of this life and how precious the Lord is.
并且他在第十节到十二节这样说。
And in verse 10 to 12, he said,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。或者我也得以从死里复活，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是切力的追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this,or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
十三节，弟兄们，我不以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
因为我们思想怎样做 同心祷告的父母的时候。
So when we consider how we can pray in one accord,
我们是想到选择配偶的时候。
When we consider about choosing a partner in marriage,
我们需要把主放在我们前面，成为我们的标杆。
We need to put our God, put our Lord in front of us, and let Him become our goal.
愿意我们也是切力的追求，只有一件事，向着标杆直跑。
We pray that for ourselves, we are like straining toward what is ahead and leaving what is behind.
很奇妙的。
Quite amazingly.
有时候，当我们把所宝贵的婚姻甚至看作粪土的时候
，Sometimes when we consider the marriage life that is so precious in our eyesight and consider them as rubbish.
主就更自由的把婚姻的祝福大大的赐给我们。
The Lord will pour down the blessing of marriage more freely to us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们求你
，Lord Jesus, we ask you。
我们求你借着你的话来教导我们。
We pray that through your words you will teach us。
把我们的心都被吸引到你自己身上。
Attract all our hearts onto yourself。
把我们的心都吸引到你的话语身上。
Draw all our hearts to the word, to your own words。
并且给我们一个单纯的要你的心。
Besides, give us a simple heart that.Wants you only.
用你的荣耀来吸引我们。
May your glory come and attract us.
以致我们也能够好像保罗说，把万事当作有损的，为作要得着你。
So that we will be like Paul to consider everything as rubbish in order to attain you.
以致我们真的在家里头能够做一个同心祷告的父母。
So that we can truly be parents praying in one accord in our family.
以致我们真的能够按照你的心意进入你要给我们的婚姻。
So that we may truly enter into the marriage you want to give to us according to your will.
以致我们能够在婚姻里头结果子，归荣耀给你。
So that we may bear fruits in our marriage life and give glory to you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.